We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Penguins lick their wounds? Can actual penguins lick their wounds?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Wait, do they have tongues?
Yeah, I don't think.
Ron, do penguins have tongues?
I don't know. I've never studied them, the anatomy of a penguin.
Mm. I don't think they can.
Why do you ask?
I just said it in the update that they're going to lick their wounds as they go out to Colorado to play the Avalanche tomorrow night at 8.
They might have more wounds to lick after that.
And then they have Dallas the next night, back to back.
A lot of potential wound licking.
Bolsey, you're up here.
You ready?
No, I've never been less ready in my life. Go ahead.
Less ready? All right, come one, come all. It's the Wheel of Football. All right, here we go. Let's get this wheel going. Hold on a second. All right, gentlemen, Cam Newton is not done yet. Well, at least according to himself. He is going to try out or work out at Auburn's Pro Day in hopes to earn an opportunity for the 2023 season. This is happening today at some point. He says, quote, "Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs. Ain't 32 expletive better than me, you dig? You guys,
yeah,
you guys dig?
I dig.
Is Cam Newton done or not?
His last go-around didn't go very well, did it?
With New England.
The last time he played. I have to think he probably is done, but, you know, I'm more worried about Mason Rudolph. Is he done? You see, Josh Dobbs is going back to Cleveland now. You know, take a look at him and see what you think, but I would not have high hopes for him at this point of his career.
I mean, if C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins and Brandon Allen and Trevor Siemian and Brian Hoyer and all these other guys can be in the league, he can certainly be in the league.
Those are the randoms that he quoted.
Yeah, he can certainly be in the league. The Patriots thing did not go well, but that was as a starter. Why not? I'm interested to see how this goes. How old is he? He's still only like 33, right?
33, yeah.
Would he take a backup role? Would he take backup money?
Absolutely. I don't think he's delusional in that way.
Well, he just said there aren't 32 quarterbacks better than me. So that would indicate to me that I would want to be a starter, but I don't think he's going to get that opportunity.
If he believes that, then no. Is he as good as quarterbacks 28 to 50? Yeah, probably.
He might think that he can still start somewhere.
I'm sure they all do.
When did his time in New England end?
That was in 21, I believe.
So he sat out all of last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Might actually be a good thing for him. He's only 33 years old. I'll say two things. I'm rooting for him, and he's at least as good as all the guys I mentioned. The backup quarterbacks in this league are, and the low-end starters are pretty much a flaming disaster.
Who would you rather have, him or Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch, right now.
So he's one of the few.
Who would you rather have, him or Mason Rudolph?
Cam Newton.
Him or Jacoby Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett.
Him or Josh Dobbs?
Cam Newton.
It's a fun game.
Who else?
How about you guys?
No, I agree with pretty much every answer that you
said. Minshew or him?
Minshew.
Who else are we missing?
Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
I see Sports Illustrator, someone ranks backup quarterbacks. Andy Dalton is considered the best backup.
Really?
He had a pretty good year. I will give him that. He had a good year. I don't necessarily agree with that, but it's hard to deny that Andy Dalton played well last season.
Wasn't great here as
a starter.
Against the Steelers.
No, he wasn't.
Teddy Bridgewater or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton. And thank you for asking, Folsey.
You're welcome.
Please don't.
Trying to find this.
Misunderstand list. What I said as an endorsement of Andy Dalton, because I use him as one of the quarterbacks the Steelers beat down the stretch that they don't get a ton of credit for.
Right.
And don't deserve a ton of credit for. But in the end, for New Orleans, he had 18 touchdowns, 9 picks, and a 95 passer rating. Completed 67% of his passes. That's, if you just looked at the numbers and I didn't tell you who it was, that's not a bad.
You can win with that.
Not a terrible year for a low-end starter or high-end backup. Right?
Yeah.
Why can't I find this list now?
Thank you, Fulsey.
You're welcome.
Come back to it, Ron, when you find it.
Austin Eckler turns 28 in May. He's under contract for the 2023 season for $6.25 million, but as we know, that he has requested to get out of, I was going to say San Diego, but it's in L.A. now for the Chargers. He's seeking a trade. He said, quote, "I'm so underpaid right now as far as my contract and what I contribute to the team. It's like I'm endlessly pursuing this." He said that on the Green Light with Chris Long podcast.
Tell me again his situation.
Under contract for next season at $6.25 mil. Do you think he is underpaid, and is anybody going to pay him more than that?
I think he's a pretty good player. Can catch the ball, can run the ball. I mean,
yeah, that's objectively true. He's a good player. He averages almost 5 yards a carry in his career. He caught 100 passes last year.
He's a threat both ways.
But he's only a running back. So cries of "I'm underpaid" just fall on deaf ears. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Can get other people to do what you do.
I mean, he might be right when he says, as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to score you another 20 touchdowns. I'm going to have another 1,600 all-purpose yards. That's probably true. But I still don't know if he gets paid a whole lot more than $6.25 million a year.
Is he going to find out somewhere else?
Bad position for him and for every running back. I mean, James Conner went to the Cardinals for $7 million a year. Leonard Fournette makes $7 million. And then the best guys make $12 million. McCaffrey, Kamara, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, they make 12. He's not one of them, so he might be right, but only slightly. And I feel bad for running backs. Short shelf life, and lots of guys can do it.
At 28, though, I think he can get 10. Somebody will pay him 10 mil.
I wholeheartedly disagree, Fulsey, but I respect your opinion more than you'll ever know.
Would you want Buffalo to pay 10 million a year for him?
Yes, I would.
See?
But the question is, would they?
Would they? We'll see.
It's a big ticket for a running back. I can't find this list.
King Roger Goodell is expected to finalize a new multi-year contract extension next week to remain in his role as NFL commissioner. That's according to a report by ESPN yesterday. How would you describe the job that Roger Goodell has done as the NFL commish?
Well, he's well compensated, I know that.
Oh, $64 sure. million a year. Is he going to get a raise?
And they're saying he's going to get a raise. I'm a Roger Goodell fan for the most part. Don't think he's perfect, but I think he's done a great job in building the brand and this new deal. They just signed a $100 billion deal for the TV rights and the streaming rights. Got him through COVID without missing a game against all odds.
Good point.
I think he's good at what he does. I do. And obviously, you know, he can build consensus with 32 owners who are used to doing things their way. Could other people do it? I'm sure. But I think they're very happy with him. Joe?
I don't like him. He buried the Spygate tapes, screwed up the Ray Rice tape when they claimed they couldn't find it.
He did that for sure.
And a whole bunch of other things that make me believe that he cares more about the brand than he does doing what's right or about the players. I'm not a big fan. And I happen to think that a lot of other people... I was thinking about this when I saw this story. If Roger Goodell had never existed, would the NFL still be signing record multi-billion dollar TV rights deals?
Probably.
I think they would be.
Yeah, probably. We'll never know, but probably.
But the fact is, he's been there when they're doing it, so I don't blame them for keeping paying him.
He started in 06, so he's looking at almost a 20-year run if he gets a three-year deal.
3 years probably at $200 million.
Right.
$70 million a year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Good question, Fulsey. Really good.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm enjoying this.
All right, let's go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we mentioned this yesterday. I believe, Ron, you brought it up at the end of the show with Dan Orlovsky putting it out there on ESPN, saying that the Steelers should go sign.
It just flew out.
Know,
he can't,
just
he can't help
blow
himself.
Past
just
it.
Go right through it. Go through it. Blow past it, Fulsey.
He can't help himself.
That felt great, too, at 1 o'clock.
You know, we have a break coming up here momentarily. You couldn't wait.
I couldn't,
for the break.
It just flew out.
Should the Steelers sign OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., would you endorse that move?
You already asked that question, Folsy, and we both said at what price?
He's got some baggage, though, man. I don't know.
Didn't we ask this yesterday? Did I ask it? I mentioned it. Maybe Ron asked it.
Yeah, during your, you know.
Right at the end of the show.
You, of course, weren't paying attention.
I was, and I said, at what price? Sure, why not? At a good price. If this dude thinks he's worth $15, $16, $20 million, he's out of his mind.
What's the price?
Coming off knee surgery?
Well, the price for me is $4 million, $5 million. Let's see if somebody pays this guy. I mean, I think it's been shown in the NFL you can get receivers in a whole bunch of places. You think somebody's going to pay this guy after tearing up his knee? How old is he now?
Got to be over 30.
Yeah, he turned 30. He's like 30 or 31.
He's the one quoted as saying, I'm not looking for $25 million, but $4 million ain't going to get it done either.
Well, then it's not going to get it done here for me. How about you?
Probably not. Again, he's had some baggage, too.
It's a little curious for me that he's still out there. Nobody's jumped on that yet.
I mean, doesn't that sort of let you know what everybody's thinking?
What he's demanding?
It's the proof is always in the pudding here.
Yep.
I'm sure he'll sign with somebody, but the idea that Odell Beckham is a big-time, big-money wide receiver anymore is flat-out delusional.
I would agree.
I think he's going to settle for like a 1 or 2 year deal at like $8.5 million per year, something like that. Something that he's not going to be happy with, but he's going to have to settle for it.
That sounds reasonable to me, Folsy. I mean, since 2017, his touchdown totals are 3, 6, 4, 3, 0, and 5.
So he
helped the Rams down the stretch that year, no doubt.
You're saying he is going to do a prove-it type of deal.
Yeah, I think so. He'll settle for that. Juju-esque.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson has joined Josh Harris's bid to buy the NFL's Washington Commanders.
Wow.
He, of course, already has stake in a bunch of different teams. The LA Dodgers, Los Angeles FC,
Wouldn't you like to be rich like that, huh?
Yeah. Forbes estimates that the team's worth is, you want to take a guess at the number?
$3
billion? Higher.
$8
billion? Lower.
What are the Broncos? So 6.5?
They were at 4.65. That was a record, the Broncos.
I'm going to say 6.
Just lower at $5.6 billion. The Washington Commanders.
This is another reason why Goodell, you know, they're going to bring him back. The price of the franchises have gone way up. Now, again, could somebody else do this? Sure. But what a jump in price. What did Snyder pay for that team?
Well, will he be forced out, or will he willingly give up ownership of the team at this point, Daniel Snyder?
If I were him and we're talking that kind of money, I think I would bow out and take the cash. How about that,
especially
though?
When everybody wants him out. You know, he's hated in that town.
Yeah. How about going from one of the most reviled figures in the history of sports to one of the most beloved in the history of sports, from Dan Snyder to Magic Johnson? That'd be great.
Might happen.
What would that be like? Bob Nutting going to Steve Blass or something
right.
like that?
Yeah. Bob Nutting going to Jerome Bettis or something.
Oh, there you go.
The Dallas Cowboys have acquired Brandon Cooks. Nice little receiver for them. Are the Dallas Cowboys legitimate Super Bowl contenders? Will they ever be with Dak Prescott as their quarterback? Let's just cut to the chase.
I'm not a big fan. To me, he's a tier two quarterback, not a tier one guy. And, they haven't been to a Super Bowl in 28 years. I don't know that they're going to get to one in Jerry Jones's lifetime.
Me neither. But if the question is, are they legit Super Bowl contenders? Yes. They've gone, 24-10 the past 2 years. They won a playoff game. They've been very competitive in the playoff games that they've lost at the last second. A bounce here, a bounce there. I'm not the biggest Dak Prescott guy, but are they? Do I consider them to be a legit threat going into next season? I do. Yeah, they got too much talent not to.
Two more free-ins. The Buffalo Bills.
Oh, there's a favorite topic.
How about this?
There's a favorite topic of ours.
They snagged a running back from the New England Patriots and won Damian Harris. But they lost Devin Singletary. How do you like that swap there, Joe?
I like it. I think Damian Harris is just as good as Najee Harris, if you ask me. He didn't get a huge workload.
He was better than against the Steelers last year.
Didn't get a huge workload in New England, but when he did, he was nice and productive. And I like the Bills getting him at age 26 without a ton of mileage on him. Let me put it to you this way, little Folesy. In 2021, he averaged 4.6 yards a carry and scored 15, count them, 15 touchdowns. Now, Najee is a much better receiver, but I'm fine with Damian Harris on the Bills. I think that's a coup.
Ron? Had a big day against the Steelers last year. Both of those guys. Who's the other? Stevenson? Is that the other back they have there?
Yeah.
Andre, yep.
They had a big day against the Steelers running the ball.
Does Buffalo even need to be more balanced on offense? Or
yes.
Can they just...
They petered out at the end. Yeah. I mean, they didn't get it done offensively, really. Their MO was supposed to be... And I know their defense stunk against the Bengals, but they were supposed to be able to win a shootout against anybody, and they couldn't by the end of the year. They were, let me check their point totals. Nene, look at this.
Nene.
Check their point totals late in the year.
Still not Nadine.
No.
20, 28, 24, 20, 32 against Miami, 35 against New England. Okay. And then 27 to end the season, or 10, I'm sorry, 10 to end the season. It just, they weren't nearly as explosive, Ron. The moral of that story is when you have the best team, you best win that year. And the Bills were the best team 2 years ago, and they had the Chiefs beaten. And because of idiotic coaching, they wind up losing a game where the other team got the ball in their own 25 with 13 seconds left. Oh, my God.
This is Buffalo breaking your heart. They do this intentionally to hurt you.
They played it like I'm not even going to get into
Don't
it.
Even no, get I mean, into I mean, it.
They played
history.
It like they needed a touchdown. They played everybody back by the goal line.
I know they
well,
did.
Wait, no, they only need a field goal. So don't put everybody back by the goal line, you idiots.
I think it's did I hear Boomer say it's Sean McDermott's birthday today?
Happy birthday.
49. Yeah, you're really wishing him well, aren't you?
All right, one more Buffalo follow-up question because I got
really
to.
Really do.
We
have
spirit.
To. We're like, our talk about petering
I know.
Out.
We're talking proud. We're talking
our
proud.
Our will of football.
What now, folks?
Will they win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen, yes or no?
No. They're a star-crossed franchise.
And finally, we can't do a Wheel of Football without a mock draft, of course. We go to CBS Sports. We go to Pete Prisco. Number 17 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, he has one Devin Witherspoon, a cornerback out of Illinois. And three picks later, he has Lucas Van Ness going to Seattle
where,
at pick 20.
Where does he have Joey Porter Jr.?
It's great that you asked, Ron, because Joey Porter Jr. goes eighth overall to the Falcons.
So Witherspoon is like the second. I mean, he's highly regarded, right?
Yes.
Very highly
and
regarded.
Short arm Skoronski goes 13th overall to the Jets. But how do you feel about Witherspoon? If they landed that guy, what would the talk be like the next day?
I think it'd be okay.
People would be happy.
Yeah. Now, 13, do you trade up three spots to get short arm Skoronski?
I don't know. Would people be happy? I don't know about that one.
Well, if they took him over Joey Porter, probably they wouldn't. But if Porter's gone and they got a highly regarded corner, I guess he'd be happy. I mean, do they want a sexy...
fans? I don't know.
I mean, I think they'd rather have the corner than a tackle.
You know, That'd be a good question.
The tackle was not a sexy pick, even though it could
is
be
a corner,
much
though?
More valuable.
More
than a tackle, but... You know, not a toy like a quarterback, wide receiver, or running back.
And I think that guy, too, coming from Illinois, like, that just wouldn't feel like, you know, very exciting.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. I mean, the most exciting pick would be the kid from Iowa.
Yeah.
Van Ness.
Or Joey Porter Jr. Yeah. If he's there.
I'm just watching this Pepto-Bismol commercial. I think of you, Joe. I think of you.
From the first day of the station?
Yeah, from the first day of the station.
That was a bad day.
But you made it good, and you survived 13 years, a month, and 6 days.
You just brought me back to that day. I had more blowouts than the 07 Patriots, Bolsey. I have a trivia question for you guys. It was based on a question from earlier. Devontae Smith was trying to become the fifth player, or is it the fourth? No, the fifth player in history to win the Heisman, a national championship, and a Super Bowl. Heisman, national championship, and Super Bowl. He didn't do it, obviously, because they didn't win. He'll still have a chance, maybe many chances. Who are the four? Who of the four have won the Heisman, a national title, and a Super Bowl? I'll take all guesses.
What a great...
Just start firing away.
What a great question that is.
Do you like that, Folsey?
I do.
Would you like some time to think about it,
but
not cheat?
Yes.
All right. Ron?
Paul Hornung?
I was going to come back to this. Would you like some time? But
oh,
you can't cheat.
I just,
and
no.
Folsey's going to try.
I won't cheat.
Okay.
But I mean, Paul Hornung?
No.
Yeah, he didn't win at Notre Dame, maybe.
We'll come back to this.
Heisman?
Okay. We'll come back to it. Make it fun, Folsey.
Yeah,
turn off your computer and turn over your phone back there.
I will not.
You're change. Looking at your phone. There he goes. Both hands up. All right, Ron, you get a chance to study this too. And we're also going to come back to full circle hockey talk. We spent a lot of the show.
Uphill hockey talk?
Uphill. Downhill when it's the Penguins.
Downhill sliding down the mountain hockey talk.
And what's going to happen this offseason if they don't make the playoffs? And it's starting to appear as if they won't. This is the first time, according to Bob Grove, since 2006, 6-7, Sid's rookie year, that they've been out of the playoffs this late. Crinkulent, I would say,